Hello. Oh, hello, Miss Dale. What's that again, Art? Oh, you not Wagner, old man Wagner, son. Well, what's they doing to him? Oh, shucks, you don't see what Art's got to do with his culture business. Oh, you ain't talking about that Art Wagner, huh? Well, who in tarnation you talking about? You ain't talking about anyone. What's the sense in calling him Art?
Hey, look here, Sam. This Bill woman's a washout.
Now, you say you're hanging a washout, Miss Dale? Oh, well, if you didn't say it, who did?
I said it. I said she was a washout.
Oh, Dad, Bernie, keep still a minute, will you? No, shucks, I didn't mean you, Mrs. Dale. No, I was talking to another girl and fool in the store. What's that? Oh, I didn't call you a fool. No, shucks, No, I know you're a lady. No, I wouldn't call no lady a darn fool. Not unless she made me mad.
Hey, can't you do something about this Velskoit? She's getting me down.
What's that? Oh, why, I went over to Squidville. Hey, say, hold the phone a minute, will you, Mrs. Dale? Now, what in Sam Pat you hollering about?
It's the Zell, baby.
Well, what about?
She's jimmying the show. She's got us all cuckoo.
Well, wait a minute. I get my hand over the mouthpiece of this telephone. Might as well let you both talk at the same time. All right, now. Hey, wait. Hey, what is that you were saying, Miss Zell? Now, young fella, speak to you.
Hey, we're trying to make dough out of this show, ain't we?
Of course we are.
Well, what do we care about this tank town culture stuff? We got the actors. We got a hot script. We ain't got to be refined.
What is that you said, Miss Dale? Oh, shucks now. Looks to me like a leopard skin, and you can't make anything else out of it.
Oh, good grief. Is she squawking about my hermit's costume?
Oh, you think you ought to have it cut kind of decollete, huh?
Hey, listen, man, a fellow's got to have some modesty.
Hey, well, what's that, Miss Dale? Yes, I'm listening. Of course I'm listening. What do you suppose? She says all she wants you to do is to cut out some of the chest and cut out the back like these suntan bathing suits.
Why? I can't cut out the back.
Just, I don't see why that hurt anything.
Yeah, but you don't get the angle. I tried this low back stuff and it don't work.
Why incarnation won't it work?
Well, if you want to know the truth, I used to be in the tattoo business, see?
Yes, you do.
Well, just to sort of advertise, I have me a bathing beauty tattooed on my back, see?
Yeah, well, what about?
Well, good grief, can't you understand? Every time I turn my back to the audience, here's this bathing beauty looking out over my leopard skin.
Yes. Hello, yes, Michelle, I'm listening, yes. Yes, I've been listening to you. Oh, well, now, wait a minute. They no need to get riled, Miss Dale. Oh, well, shucks, if you feel that strong about it, now I'll have them cut it off.
Hey, you ain't going to let that dame bluff you, are you? I tell you, I can't do it.
That Bernie, quit your shrieking and yelling. I got troubles enough.
Well, then, tell her it can't be done.
I was saying, now, listen, Mrs. Dale. That Bernie. Yes. Well, yes, that is. On second thought, I guess it won't be a good idea after all. Yes, I guess we better leave leopard skin just like it is.
Ah, that's telling her where to get off at.
Yes, you're right, Miss Dale. I'll see you cut the dough.
Hey, look here, Grandpa.
I'm trying to go and call me Grandpa.
All right, but you can't do this to me.
Well, Chuck, he's got the crime. I got to do something about it.
All right, but look here. I got my standing to think of. I got a reputation, see?
Say, Miss Dale, the Duke says he's thinking about his standing. He says to tell you to sit down.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, tell her I said that's out.
He says the cat's out. Chucks, I don't know. He wants to know what cat you're talking about.
I don't know what you mean by cat.
He wants to know what you mean. He says you don't understand.
Don't understand what?
I don't know.
Go for Pete's sake, find out, will you?
He says he wants to know what you're talking about. He says you don't know.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He says he didn't think you knew what you were talking about. He says you're no gentleman.
Well, neither is she.
Oh, shucks, I knew it all the time. Hello. Miss Dale. Oh, she hung up.
Well, that's something to be thankful for.
Okay.
Well, so long, Skipper. And when you get a word out, let me know, will you?
Yes. Well, there's a telephone again to someone else. Hello. Oh, hello, Miss Pinky. No, this ain't David Zeb. What's that? Oh, yes, Miss Pinky, I got a little something to say about this show. You see, me and my partner, Reb Peters, owns it.
Oh, hello. I say, I have a little method that... Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't realize you were talking over the telephone.
Yes, just a minute, Professor.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry.
Yes, and now, what is that again, Miss Pinky? Why, shucks, it's called The Hermit and the Wild Woman. Oh, well, I don't guess the Wild Woman's any wilder than some of them around Cotton Center. Truth be known. Well, there's another woman in the show that's supposed to be even wilder than the Wild Woman.
I say, it seems to me you're creating a horrible impression of the drama for Mrs. Pinkley.
Why, no, I don't guess Ed Peters has seen it. No, you know, by the time Ed gets his resting done, he ain't got much time to fool around looking at no shows.
But I say the play is quite innocuous, I guess.
Professor Thistlewaite says the show's cockeyed. Well, I guess you could trust Professor Thistlewaite about as far as you could Ed, as far as Ed goes. You know, Ed Peters don't feel as old as he looks.
You know, I'm afraid you're getting into hot water, old fellow.
Oh, shucks, Miss Pinky. I don't think you need to worry about that. No. Yes, well, goodbye, Miss Pinky.
Well,
I've had all about I can stand today, Professor.
I'm frightfully sorry to add to your burdens, Mr. Winterbottom, but something must be done about Mayor Schulzenheimer.
Oh, now, shucks, Professor. The mayor is one of our best customers here at the store.
Yes, quite so. But if he persists in what he wants to do, he will simply ruin the performance.
Oh, well, now, wait a minute. Look, he plays the tubi pretty good. And folks around here is kind of used to hearing him make speeches. And, you know, Ed can sleep right through them and never miss a snore.
Yes, but, you know, I was asked to lead the community orchestra when the play is presented in Corn Center.
Yes, I knew about that.
Yes, and now, in spite of anything I can do, mind you, Mayor Schulzenheimer persists in standing on the stage and facing the audience to play his tuba.
Facing me? Well, why in tarnation does he do that?
And he says that it is more convenient, inasmuch as he has to make a speech.
Oh, well, now, just a minute, Professor Thistlewaite. I want to tell you this. I've been around here for 40 years, and so has Ed Peters, my partner, as you know, and you've met and liked. And I want to tell you this, that mayor or no mayor, when he plays his tubi, this fellow Schulzenheimer, he's got to sit down there with the other tutors and scrapers and thumpers, or I'd want to see the difference.
Yes, exactly. I know. You're absolutely right.
Yes, but wait a minute now, dear. There are things that enter above what seems to be on the surface, you see. Now, look at here. On the other hand, I'm a businessman. Seeing that he's such a good customer in the store, yes, maybe we could afford to make some concessions.
But, Mr. Winterbottom, I
know that.
I'll finish after you've answered it.
No, it's just the telephone ain't brought me no good news yet today.
I know, but don't be superstitious.
Oh, you know, when they've gone, things just seem to pile up short of me.
Well, you'd better answer it.
Yes, you get it better. Hello. Yes, hello, Skidville. Yes, Constable. What's that?
What, Professor? What's the matter?
Say, listen. We got Ed locked up in the Squidville jail.
Oh!